Good morning, Mr. Buckhurst.
Morning. We've got a drive on today to try and get payment on one or two of these long outstanding accounts.
Yes, I noticed yesterday that there were several bad debts. I thought we only gave credit for 30 days.
Yes, that's correct. It's supposed to mean that payment may be deferred until the end of the month following that in which the goods were delivered. But look at this. This retailer, Bush and Green, has owed us £700 for office furniture for over 9 months.
How often do you send out the accounts?
At the end of every month. Really, we must do something drastic about this lot. There's a great deal of money owing to us on these overdue accounts. We don't want any of them to default. I think I'll get our rep in the north onto this one. You know Mr. Shuttleworth. That's his area.
I thought there was a rumour that Mr. Shuttleworth was going to a different region.
Yes, he's going to the southwest, but he doesn't know it yet.
About those debts, can't we put a professional debt collector on to collect some of them?
Yes, we can, but I'm against doing that until we've done everything we can do ourselves to get the money. To bring in a third party or to use legal pressure is a sure way to lose a customer.
I see a couple of rather strong letters have been sent to this firm with no reply. Have they gone bankrupt?
I hope not. I'll get Shuttleworth onto that one right away. What time is it? 9 o'clock. He may not have left home yet. I'll ring him at once.
A week later, Mr. Shuttleworth is in London. He goes to see Mr. Buckhurst in his office.
Come along in, Mr. Shuttleworth. Have you seen Mr. Martin yet?
Yes, I have, Mr. Buckhurst. He's just told me about my new area. He told me to come and see you about the new salary scheme.
Did he explain it to you?
Not really.
Well, as you know, our representatives have, up till now, been paid a basic salary supplemented by a commission on sales. The new system will be a graded salary based on sales quotas.
Oh, what really interests me is whether I shall earn more money or less.
I think you'll find it will work out better. All the districts have been carefully researched, and an estimate has been made of the probable volume of sales, and your salary graded accordingly. All you've got to do is to keep up to the quota, or better, surpass it. But in simple terms, it means that you can count on a much higher basic salary.
I see.
We're gradually introducing this system, and we find that the reps prefer it. What do you feel about going to the southwest?
Oh, I'm very pleased. I think it's about time I had a new area.
You did very well about that matter of the bad debt. We didn't even know that Bush and Green had moved. How did you find out what had happened?
Oh, an amazing bit of luck, really. I made inquiries about Bush and Green in several shops near their old address. There's a cafe at that address now. I suspected the people who run the cafe because they acted strangely when I asked them what they did with any letters that came for Bush and Green. The chap hesitated quite a long time before he said that he sent them all back to the post office. I was sure he was lying.
What was the bit of luck?
Well, I thought I'd try one more place, and I got into conversation with the chap who owns the bookshop next door. While I was talking to him, I noticed his office door was open, and inside I could see what looked very like one of our filing cabinets. He said he'd bought it in Wilminster. That's a little market town nearby. Well, I took the serial number and I telephoned to Mr. Martin. He checked that it was one of the filing cabinets we'd supplied to Bush and Green. Then I got the bookshop owner to give me his receipt. He'd bought the cabinet from a firm who called themselves Windle and Riddle. Windle and Riddle, indeed.
What did you do next? You realize, of course, that Bush and Green might have sold the cabinet first to this firm.
I didn't think so. I was sure it was the same people operating under a different name.
Did you go and see them?
I certainly did, and I presented our bill to them. They pretended they didn't know anything about it. But then the boss came in, and he recognized me. I'd taken the order from him originally. He went at once to write out the check, and he asked me to keep quiet about it. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, we've got our check, but there are probably a lot of other people who have been done out of payment in the same way. I think it's our duty to inform the police. And Shuttleworth, We must take more care in the future before we recommend supplying on credit.